Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg, with the first of a series of programs on the cycles of human growth in old age. We'll hear from elders who look upon their later years as a time of ongoing personal discovery. Let's start with this montage produced by Lee Ellen Marvin.
Well, I think it's very important that people get interested in an awful lot of things when they're young. Otherwise, they won't carry it on. And it's very bad when people retire and they just rust away. And it's very harmful for them, too, I think. Being active is one of the best things for older people, I think.
Would you say that your life is better now since when you
were... Oh, certainly. It's so much more interesting. There's much more to do. I'm in this and that and the other. Tell you the truth, I don't think of myself as being old. I never did. I feel youthful, and everybody's surprised when they know I'm 87, you know. Mm-hmm.
I hope I never lose interest. I'm interested in little things, big things, you know.
But you just look in a few nursing homes and you don't see much of that spirit. But that's the way old age should be. Old age should be a wonderful, the best period of your life.
When people talk about senility, they stop being interested in things, in people. Everything, you know, the youth is terrible, this is terrible, that's terrible. I don't feel that way at all. I think we're living in very exciting times. And people should work at it, because I really feel that the brain is a muscle. And muscles, like anywhere else in your legs and your arms, if you don't use them, you just lose them. You get soft.
You started painting when you were 70.
70, but I didn't know I could paint, you see. I would have probably done it earlier. And then there's another thing. A lot of people are able to do well, and they're making a living. They haven't got time until they retire.
How about that sense of time is running out?
It isn't running out, really. It's running up. I mean, if you were born into the church, as I've been, you
I'm busy all the time. I just don't have as much time as I'd like. Not running out, but I feel that I want to do more.
Well, the Chinese have always thought that wisdom and is in the hearts and minds of the old more than in the young, and that great respect is due them. And I think that this country has run down old age a great deal, and these nursing homes, in my opinion, is what the older people need is inspiration and power and strength.
You seem to have a lot of memories about things.
Oh, you have no idea. We could write a book about it.
I work at just doing pleasant things now. I feel that at this age, you have to reap because you've sowed in the past.
Old age is very different with different people. And, of course, it's what you put into your life is what you get out of it.
A lot of people set themselves up to fail because I never really felt
the process of aging has something to do with it, because, as Milton says, in calm of mind, all passion spent.